Welcome to The Art of Hobbiness, where Tam and I discuss our journey to rediscover our authentic selves through hobbies. Join us as we talk about everything related to a millennial woman and mom who's tired of putting everyone else first. I'm Erin, and I'm so excited to be here with my best friend and co-host Tam for our very first episode.
That's right.
Can you believe we're actually doing this?
No, I cannot believe we're doing this. I feel like we've been talking about this for like ages, and now that we're finally pulling the plug, I'm so ready for it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is our very first episode, and we are just going to just dive right in with all the bumps and bruises along the way.
Yeah, I totally agree. I cannot believe it. As I think we both feel like we're very nervous to start this podcast and put ourselves out there, but I am so ready like to just jump in and do it.
Yeah, I feel like a few months ago we were really struggling with just trying to like feel like who we are as a person, in different points of life, right? Like we're at the same point, but then also kind of at different points.
Right.
Like I feel like, yeah, we're both like millennial moms. Mm-hmm. We both have two kids. Mm-hmm. But I feel like your reason of finding a hobby is somewhat a little bit different than my reason of finding a hobby. Do you want to talk about like why you want to find a hobby?
I agree. Yeah, sure. For sure. I think like, you know, I came to a place, well, really over the last year of just like trying to, I don't know, some self-discovery happening, I suppose, you know, just I came to a place where I've been spending the last 20 years really like just climbing the ladder, like going to school so that I could become a dentist. Mm-hmm. And then I created, like built this practice that is awesome. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like I've kind of like reached the top of that mountain. And now, you know, I look back and I spent all my time working on this goal. And, you know, I really kind of lost who I am in the process, you know?
They like cut me all. I kind of got teary-eyed for it. I was top of that mountain. Yeah.
And did. So I mean, I feel very good about that, you know, like I've accomplished a lot. You know, in the process, like obviously I have an amazing husband, Adam, and two beautiful boys. And, you know, I'm so, so lucky. But, you know, I look back and I really haven't spent much time on myself or like doing things for myself. It's all been about work and family and being a good mom, being a boss, being a, you know, professional. And so, you know, I think there's just something missing. I feel like there's something missing in my life. And so that's kind of where I came from starting this journey with you.
Yeah, I think that's really like... Yeah. Like just bared yourself there. And I'm so appreciative that you did that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm reaching around and hugging you, but I also don't want to spill my drink on you while I do. So I love you, man.
I love you too.
I can totally relate to that. Cause I feel like even in my journey for hobbiness, you know, we get so caught up in like these goals of like, okay, I've got to be the best, you know, employee that I can be so I can get to the top of the chain because that's a goal that I want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be a strong, independent woman. Mm-hmm. But then I also got married along the way. And so I also really, really want to be a great wife. Mm-hmm. And then I became a mom along the way and I really want to be a great mom. Mm-hmm. And while those are goals that like I feel like I'm hitting, and I do feel fulfilled by them.
Yep.
I also feel like there's like, I look back and I'm kind of like, well, okay, yeah, those were really awesome goals, but I feel that did I have fun the whole time? Mm-hmm. Like maybe there wasn't a lot of fun along the time because it was just so focused with my head down on like, I got to be the best of these like three things in my life.
Yep.
And so I, you know, kind of reflecting back, I was like, maybe if I had had a hobby along the way, something that kind of made me feel like I was doing something a little for myself, maybe that would have made me feel like there was some fun along the way.
I agree. I think like for me, it's always felt really selfish to like take the time to, when you have all those other responsibilities and even like as wonderful as they are, like it's always felt really selfish to like be like, take a couple hours to go do something that's not necessarily like productive or like contributing to my family or my work.
Yes.
You know, it's always just felt like frivolous or something.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but I feel like through my past year, like I started doing some talk therapy and, you know, one thing I've come out of that is like, you can't really take care of other people until you take care of yourself. And I feel like that's like something I'm starting to realize.
Was it you that told me about the whole, like, if you're on an airplane, like you put the mask on?
Like,
screw the other people.
I mean, that's what they tell you, right? That's like, you got to take care of yourself first. Otherwise you can't help other people. So
it's so
true. I think it's something I've been really trying to remember through this process. Yeah.
You bring up mm-hmm. a really good word, selfish, because I feel mm-hmm. that's a word that I think like resonated with me mm-hmm. in you stating that. Like, I feel like, you know, my kids are getting to the point where they're starting to be less and less dependent on mm-hmm. me, which means more time. Let me be very clear. When I say more time, I don't mean like I have like abundant amount right. of time.
I think we all get that as moms right. for sure. Like right. 10 minutes.
Woo! Right. No, but no. like that 10 minutes now, it just seems so yeah. heavy yeah. because like it's 10 minutes is like just long enough mm. for me to be like do, 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 but just short enough for me to be like, I can't really dive right. into something. Right.
Totally.
But like, I feel like that time is starting to increase. Mm-hmm. And I feel like because of its increase, I'm starting to notice this lag of time
yeah.
in my life. Yeah. And I, you know, I don't have anything to fill it with. The mm-hmm. other day, I literally just stared at my lime tree that I'm trying to grow and just like mean mugged it because I was like, why are you not growing?
Yeah.
You feel
yeah.
like you're not doing much. Yeah. I water you.
Yeah.
I put you in the light. I literally move you around my house all day long to find light. Why aren't you doing anything? That's what I did with my 10 minutes yeah. of time, Erin. Yeah.
I mean, I totally get it. Like, I feel like if I have time, it's like I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to start something. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I'll just clean the house because that feels productive, you know. That really gives back to me, right?
Right.
You know? But no, I think that talking to, once we started having these conversations, I started talking to other women and like seeing what else is out there. And I feel like a lot of people our age probably feel,
women
generally yeah. feel like this. And I don't know if it's like our generation or maybe all women have always felt like this when they get to a certain point in their lives. But I think, you know, I'm just ready to like, yeah, like you said, have more fun in life. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really, I think, a big value I've realized that I'm missing in my life. You know, like I feel like I have pockets of fun. Mm-hmm. Like
when we're with each other.
When we're with each other, of course, always giggling. And it's so fun. But I want to feel like that joy, like mm-hmm. just like in, like being just really involved with something that
you
like genuinely have chosen to do uh-huh. that like nobody told you needed to do, that you just, and no, you don't care what other people think. It's just something that you want to do.
Mm-hmm, I agree. Yeah. And you bring up the fact that like that the gender divide.
Yeah.
Like if I'm just being totally mm-hmm. honest, brutally honest here, part of me wanting to do this podcast was because I have just like a tinge of jealousy towards my husband
yeah.
because like at any given point in time, the guy has like a Rolodex of like 7 or 8 hobbies mm-hmm. that if he's got like 10 minutes to spare, he's in it. He just goes right into one of them and just looks like he just makes the most of his time. Mm-hmm. And there are some days where I just hate him.
Yeah.
Where it's like my kids are entertaining themselves and I'm like, okay, so I've got this time. And then I go looking for him to have him fill that void. Right. But he's busy doing his thing. And it's like, okay, well, I could either be obnoxious and demand that he drop everything to give me the attention mm-hmm. that I feel I deserve mm-hmm. as his wife, or maybe I could do something with my time that maybe brings me joy yeah. and helps me feel fulfilled. Yeah. So a lot of this is kind of hoping to like find a way that like I don't like make him feel he has to stop mm-hmm. his 7 or 8, you know, hobbies, which we probably shouldn't knock him too much because one of his hobbies over the pandemic was building this sound studio. Oh my God. And so it became very relevant yep. at this yep. point in time. Yep. So I'm sorry, honey. I'm so sorry I complained about how much it cost you to build this thing. You're right. The microphone was the most expensive one. That was the better one. The time I was like, you spent what on a microphone?
And here we are.
And here we are. So, turned out
he's never going to let you live that down.
No. The whole time that we were testing this, he was like, so what do you think about the relativity of that cost of the microphone now? Shut up. Just get it set up so Erin and I can record.
That's right. Oh my gosh. Yes, that's awesome.
Okay, so yep. like we kind of talked yep. about yep. like why mm-hmm. we feel the way we feel. Yep. But I think the other thing that like I feel like was a roadblock for me and like being like, okay, I'm going to find a hobby. I'm going to do a hobby. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do I find a hobby?
Yeah. Yeah.
What,
right.
What do I
Where
do?
Where do we start?
Where do we start? Yep. Cuz like I feel like for one, do I even know what I really like?
Mm-hmm.
Two, I feel like there's this huge amount of pressure from my perspective, mm-hmm. and maybe you feel the same way, of like, do I need to find like the perfect yep. hobby for me on the first try? Yep. And if I don't, mm-hmm. what if I just wasted valuable, you know, 10 minute time that mm-hmm. maybe I should have, you know, done something more useful, like you were suggesting, cleaning the house or, you know, taking care of the kids. Or do I dive into something that's like super expensive right away? Like, why do I spend all that money on something and then it just
I think those are totally valid. I think like for me, a big one is like, I've always felt like if I start something, I have to finish it, you know? Oh, yeah. And so like, obviously with a hobby or leisure activity, there's no like finish line. And that's been a whole theme of my life is like finishing something, being the best at something. And like, I think like this journey for us or for me is going to be really like good in the sense that I need to like, remember, like it's okay. If I try something and I don't end up liking it, I can stop. You know, I've always been this person who's like, if I start a book, I have to finish it. Mm. And I've been really trying to work on that this year. Like, okay, I don't like this book. I'm not going to spend the next 10 hours reading it. I'm going to stop and put it away and start something else. So I think that for me is a big barrier. In picking, like, getting over that mental hurdle, you know, mm-hmm. when picking a hobby. And I agree, like finding something that maybe has a little bit lower barrier to entry to start with, you know, but also, yeah, it brings fun, you know, and you don't feel like it's a chore to like to check off, you mm-hmm. know, to check off the list.
So. I agree. Like you talked about like how you had like the stigma that like a hobby was like this ongoing thing and like could take like all this time and how that in itself can be all consuming. Yeah. But, you know, and looking, you know, I'm probably going to reference my husband a lot of these because, like, he's, like, my resident how-to on hobby.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, behind you, you know, you've got an arcade behind mm-hmm. you. He literally took just a generic arcade and turned it into a hobby of, like, trying to figure out how to hack it all, like, boundless amounts mm-hmm. of, like, games on it. And but that was, like, a very short-lived hobby.
Yeah.
But he dove into that.
I want to develop that type of like interest in things, you know, just like doing it just for the sake of like learning and doing it and just for fun. I don't know.
Do you realize the irony of you saying that and us like trying to create a podcast?
You know, I thought about that last night before we like when I came over here. I was like, you know, we're doing something about hobbies and like. We are doing a podcast, something neither of us have ever done before. No. So like in itself is a podcast, like literally have no clue what we're doing.
No.
And we're just like winging it. I mean, we're not completely winging it. Obviously, we've done a little bit of research on this.
Right.
But like neither of us have any sort of background with
no authority
media
whatsoever.
Or like, I mean, this is completely new to us. And we're like, we're going to do this.
Yeah,
we're going to do it. And like so and it so far, it's been super fun.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's been really fun. I've actually lost sleep.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I even find that like when we start talking about the podcast, I get kind of energized.
Yeah.
In a way that honestly, Erin, I don't think I get energized mm-hmm. by like using that word even. I can't even think of a time that I felt like energized.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Energized.
Yeah, completely agree.
I feel like what is the Energizer Bunny? It just keeps going. I just want, like, I find myself almost kind of obsessing over, like, let's talk more about the podcast.
Yeah.
What else can we do to make this helpful? What else can we do to make this, like, a thing that's really beneficial?
Totally. I feel like this is, like, I mean, this is our new hobby, our first new hobby.
Our first hobby within a hobby.
Yeah.
Like,
it's almost, incredible.
It's very meta.
Yeah.
I feel like, what's that movie that's got the hot guy and the hot chick? Oh,
Barbie? I don't know.
Yeah, that one. That's the exact one. Yeah. It's very meta.
Yeah.
Inception. I got there.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Leonardo. Yeah. You would think I would remember Leo as in like he's very iconic for our time in Titanic, right?
Totally.
But, I was stumped on him.
Yeah.
Blame it on the edit.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all good. So anyways, I think like this so far has been really fun and I'm excited to see where it goes. And I think like in the future, we could even maybe make a podcast, an episode mm-hmm. for people about how to start a podcast.
I think that's great.
Obviously, we don't have it all figured out yet, but we're going to get there. So
I mean,
we
definitely
can share that with our followers.
For sure. Do not think by any means that we are the authority on hobbies.
No.
This is us going, man, we are so not great at hobbies.
No, like truly, I don't know that I can say that I've ever had like an actual hobby in life.
I totally agree.
You know, I don't, to me, counting like I like to work out, but that's, and to me, that's not a hobby, you know? Yeah, I feel like this is like new territory for both of us. And I'm like, I'm just excited to see where it goes.
Yeah. Know? And you know what's crazy is like you said that like you do work out, but you don't consider that a hobby.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some people though that do consider that a hobby. And you're maybe right. Like in future episodes, like we can talk about like what like qualifies a hobby
that's
versus
a good point.
Like something that you just do, right?
Right.
Like what
I think that's
makes
a really great question. You know, one thing that we talked about, and I just remembered this, was like when you meet somebody and they ask you like, oh, tell me a little bit about yourself what do you like to do for fun? Mm-hmm. I'm always stumped by that question.
That is and such
like,
a hard question
I'm like,
to answer.
Well, I'm a mom and I'm a dentist. No, I think the first thing I say is like, oh, I'm a dentist.
Oh,
like my profession.
Yeah.
You know, like that's who I am. But like, I don't want that to define me anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I really would like to have more than that.
That's great. You're right. Because that's a really good point. I hate it when people ask me that question because I feel like I never have a good answer for it. In fact, I usually lead with, I hate that you asked me this question because I don't have a good answer for it.
Yeah.
And I usually follow it with something like kind of like comical because I think comedy sometimes is kind of like my defense mechanism.
Yep.
And like, I feel like I do something like, oh, I hate that you asked me this question. Most of my time, I'm just trying to keep little people alive, referencing my children.
Yeah.
So going to the mom point, which you pointed out is kind of one of the ones you hit on is a mom point. Like, I don't necessarily, I feel like I'm at a point now where I'm like, I don't want mom to be the word that defines me. I want it to be a part of me, but I don't want it to be like the only thing I can present to somebody who's meeting me. Like,
agreed.
Cause I don't know if you know, but like, I also find it challenging to make friends and maybe,
I mean,
maybe
this
will help
same.
Me like
absolutely.
Figure out a better thing to present
to
new
to
friends.
Yeah, I agree. I think at our age, it's so hard to make friends. And I'm glad you brought that up. Cause like, sometimes I feel like it's just me, but like, you know, I think that probably a lot of people our age and like the time in our lives, it's just really hard to meet people that you connect with. So,
and maybe hobbying could have like a networking possibility that can help you kind of find friends.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know, I just like, I look at my kids and it's like, they walk into the playground. They're like, want to play with me?
Yep. Yep.
It's like, how do I get energy?
I know. How do we get that back?
How
you know?
Do I get that? Yeah. And so maybe even in us exploring hobbies, we might make new friends, but let me be perfectly clear. You're not allowed to make too many better friends than me.
Don't worry, team. I'm not going anywhere.
I would like to set up a boundary that I must remain at the top tier of friends for you.
Yep.
Or there might be a very dark episode where I'm like, Aaron chose somebody else to be her best friend. And
never
going to
happen. Never going to happen, girl. I don't think I've ever met anybody like you, and I never will.
You all heard this. This is recorded. This is put out there. This is binding.
Yep. Yep. We are connected for life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Until next time, keep experimenting, keep growing, and keep embracing the adventure of hobbiness.